Now, the source of my plan is one that I consider to be very trustworthy, because it's the source of many of my ideas. It's the founding fathers of the country. And my plan for taxes is very simple. Let's return to the original Constitution. Let's get rid of the 16th Amendment that the socialists brought in when the century began. Now, under the original Constitution, the government was funded with tariffs, duties, and excise taxes. So the plan has two parts. The first is that we will no longer move forward with a collectivist approach to trade and international economics that sacrifices the best interest of the American people for the sake of the profits of a handful of corporations who have found their way into the pockets of our key politicians. We will end the era of that sacrifice. But that doesn't mean we're going to withdraw. I'm not a protectionist. I'm not an isolationist. None of those names actually apply. It's all propaganda. All I want to do is take the same approach to tariffs and duties, the money we charge foreign enterprises to sell into the American market. That's what a tariff or duty is. So the first part of the return would be to take a business-like approach to tariffs and duties and trade, not this ideological free trade approach that sells off the assets of the American people in exchange for nothing that benefits them overall. Then we're looking at sales taxes. Excise taxes, that was sales taxes. Now, why would I prefer sales taxes? Well, because, leave aside the question, we'll get to it in a minute, of the rate, sales taxes are preferable mainly because they leave you in control of your money. See, I think that the issue these folks want to focus us on all the time is how much are they giving us so that we'll be in this slavish mentality, standing there begging for whatever crumbs of our own money they're willing to let us keep. That's not freedom. That does not resemble freedom. And we shall not taste freedom again until we get rid of the income tax, because the income tax surrenders control. The sales tax gives it back. So you have a tax structured in such a way that in each area there are basic generic necessities that are not taxed, right? So food, clothing, shelter, transportation, you're going to have low-cost goods that will be accessible to people who don't have a lot of money and stuff that won't be taxed. Why? So that the poor and people living on fixed incomes and so forth won't have to pay taxes. But also, so that any American, anytime they feel like it, who's gotten into a position where they say, you know, we got to cut back on this tax bill, they won't have to beg some politician to do it. Just by changing their own spending habits and being more careful with their own money, you'll be able to give yourself a tax cut anytime you think you need one. It'll be up to you, not up to them.